This call is being recorded.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Alan. Hi. On the recorded line. How are you doing today?
I'm okay. You called me earlier today. This is Stan Salvi.
Yes. Give me one moment, please. Okay, Donzel, once again, I do want to let you know that the call is on a recorded line. And from what I understand, give me one moment. Yes, so from what I understand is that you use Deadpool Provera, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So, again, this lawsuit, the Deadpool Provera lawsuit exists because, give me one moment, please. Can you hear me? Are you still there?
No, I hear you fine. I'm sorry. I'm at work. I've got my people finally got to sleep, so I'm just trying to make sure they stay asleep.
Oh, I see. Okay. Not a problem. Okay. So, again, this lawsuit, the Deadpool Provera lawsuit, exists because individuals that have used Deadpool Provera have been diagnosed with health issues. And now, I do understand that you have some health-related issues after using Depo, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Well, would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes, I would love to.
Okay. I'm going to be asking just a few questions. If you could simply answer with a simple yes or a simple no, and mm-hmm. we can get through this as quick as possible. Give me one moment, okay? And if the call abruptly ends, I'll give you a call back from this number as well, okay?
Okay.
All right. So did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay. And you're looking to, and are you willing to affirm to your answer that you have not sought legal representation, advice, or signed any documents with another law firm?
I have not.
Okay, so you are willing to affirm to your answer, correct?
Yes, sorry.
Okay. And you're looking to file this claim for yourself, is that correct?
Yes.
Now, are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. Were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Deadpool Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
I'm sorry to hear that. Was it meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
Right.
I'm sorry to hear that. What was the date of your diagnosis?
I can't give you the exact date. I know it was around October. Let's see. I used it from October.
So 10.
21st, I got sick, went to the doctor. Hold on. I probably should have pulled all this up before I called you.
That's okay. It's for the. It could just do the best of your ability of what you can remember.
Okay, because I still have a little bit of some memory issues, but that was around October. I don't know
is
the
it
exact date.
20, that's okay.
21. I'm sorry, 21. 2001, but I was trying to get a closer day for you.
That's okay. So October 21, 2001.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be 10/21/2001, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
I can't give you the exact date. I'm sorry.
That's okay. It's so all of this will be to the best of your ability of what you can remember, okay?
Okay.
Because we understand your situation, what's going on, and we want to be able to help accommodate your needs.
Okay.
Now, what is your date of birth?
December 5th, 1967.
I have 12/5/1967, is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Do you know anyone else who was injured by Deadpool Provera?
No, I haven't really talked to anyone else about my problems, so no.
Okay. For the following questions, we simply answer with a simple yes or a simple no.
Mm-hmm.
Did you consume, use the name brand injectable contraceptive Deadpool Provera?
Yes.
Which injectable did you use? Was it Deadpool Provera, Deadpool Sub-Q Provera, or generic?
Deadpool Provera.
Okay. And Did you just use the name brand Depo Provera, or did you also use just generic, or is it
No,
just Depo?
just double.
Okay. And did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
And within 1 year, can you confirm you have had at least four injections prior to diagnosis?
Yes.
And did you use Depo Provera between January 1st of 1992 through the present date?
You want a yes or no to that one? Are
Yes.
you're asking if I used it that full time or in between that time?
In between
Yes.
January 1st through the present.
Yes.
Okay. And then approximately when did you started using Depo Provera?
I
To the
used it
best of your.
from around October 21st to I think it was around October 2000, not 21st, 2001 to 2003. If I'm not mistaken, yeah, 2003 is when all this mess
Stopped.
happened.
Okay, so you started using it in 10/21/2001, and you
Mm
stopped in 2003.
yes.
Do you have an approximate month? Is it in the beginning of the 2003 or towards the end of 2003?
It was toward the end of 2003.
Okay.
It was before Thanksgiving. Yeah, it was in November. The doctor
November.
told me to stop. Yeah, I was told to stop using it.
Okay, so I have 11/1/2003 for when you stopped using it. Now, the date of your diagnosis of the meningioma, what date is that? Because we have 10/21/2001 as the date of your diagnosis. But if you started using
No, I
Depo-Provera,
started using it in October.
gotcha. Okay, and when were you diagnosed with meningioma,
That wasn't
approximately?
until November of 2003. That's when I stopped.
You
I was
stopped in
told to
the.
stop.
Okay, you were told to stop in November 2003, and you were also diagnosed in November 2003.
No. Hold on. I'm sorry. My memory is still messed up.
It's
I
okay,
knew I
not a
should have called the
problem.
doctor. I probably should have called and got you all the information so I can give you the correct date. Give me
It's
just
okay,
a
just
minute to
to the
clear my
best of your
memory.
ability. Yeah, absolutely.
I thought that we thought we had this under control.
Not, that's no problem. All right, take your time.
I can tell you, I know. Let me see. I was diagnosed. I know I was diagnosed in November of 2003. That's how I was supposed to be going somewhere. I had to cancel my trip. Now, when I first started, you said when I first started using it, I know it is.
The date you were diagnosed with meningioma.
Oh, the date I was diagnosed with it.
Yes.
That was in November of 2003. Let me see.
Okay.
What's that? What day was that?
So you were diagnosed in 11/1/2003, and that's also when
Yeah,
you
I know
stopped.
it was before Thanksgiving, and I can't get you the exact date. I have to
It's
pull up
okay.
the
It's just
get the
you're
chart.
fine. It's just approximate dates. So what I have here is November, so 11/1/2003 for when you were diagnosed, and you also stopped using it in 11/1/2003, correct?
Yeah, I'm
Okay.
sorry. I get frustrated when I can't remember something. I apologize. So let me apologize ahead of time. I'm so
That's
sorry.
okay. No, you're okay. Don't worry about it. I totally understand. If you need to take a pause to remember a few things, you can do that as well.
Okay.
There's
If I
no
was at
rush.
home, I could pull up some of my the
That's
files I have at home and I could show
okay.
you, but
Yes.
you caught me at work.
That's okay. My job is to help you. You can take your time, okay?
Okay.
Now, for verification purposes, can you please verify your gender for me?
Female.
Thank you. And the legal spelling of your first name?
D as in David, O as in Oscar, N as in Nancy, Z as in zebra, ELL.
Okay, last name?
Lee, L-E-E.
Okay, so I have Donzel, that's Donzell, Lee, Lee. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and for security purposes, your social?
462-396-0-10.
I have 462-396-0-10. Is that correct?
Yes. I'm sorry. I know you need this information, but my boss is calling on the other line. Can I just let her know I'll call her right back?
Yes, you can just put me
Okay.
on mute.
Thank you. Hello?
Yes, I'm still here.
She hung up. She'll call me back.
Not a problem. And then for the email, what would you like me to put? Can you please spell
My
this out?
first name. Oh, okay. DONZELLLEE at Outlook.com.
So I have done, sorry, Donzel, that's Donzell, at outlook.com. So it's your first and
Yes.
last name at
Correct.
Outlook. Okay, and the primary phone number that we have, is it the 832 756 5522?
Yes.
Okay, this is a mobile number.
It is.
And for contact preferences, for the attorneys to get in contact with you, phone is okay.
Yes.
And the best time of day, is it morning, afternoons, or evenings?
I would say evening.
Okay, excellent. And then the primary address.
Is 5866 Bellmead, B as in boy, ELNEATH Street, 77033.
Houston or Riley?
It's Houston.
Houston. And is
It
there
is,
a
right?
apartment number or is there
No, it's a home.
a home? Okay. Okay, so I have excuse me. I have here, give me one second. 5866. That's Belneath, Bellneath Street, Houston, Texas, 77033, and that's Harris County. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right. And then was Depo Provera administered by a doctor, medical staff, or by yourself?
By myself.
By yourself, okay. And how many times did you inject yourself with the product? Let's see, you started in 2001, so
I
it's
did,
usually four shots a year, right? So 10, so one in 2001. And
I
then
did. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
you had one in 2001, and did you have four in 2002? And then you had four in 2003, right? So that would be nine shots in
I have a
total?
total of eight.
Eight shots?
Yes.
Okay, eight. All right. And then what's the
I'm
name of
sorry. Go ahead.
you're okay. What's the name of the prescribing doctor to the best of your ability? I'll help you find the doctor as well.
Oh, no, the doctor is Jerry Blacklock.
Blacklock.
Blacklock. He's a neurosurgeon.
Oh, I see. Is it Dr. Blackrock? It's Blacklock, correct?
Let me pull him. I got his information in my phone. Hold on one second. Look, I've been
Okay.
calling this man the wrong thing all this time. Hold on.
Sounds good.
Good God, this is. You on speaker. Can you hear me?
Yes, absolutely.
Is it okay that I have you on speaker?
Yes.
I'm trying to pull up my phone records. Okay, I have him in my phone book on my phone as Jerry Blacklock, BLACKLOC, and that's what I called him the whole time. And from what I saw on his book, that's what he said on his bank and on his desk in there.
Is it Dr. Jerry B. Blacklock, medical neurosurgeon?
Yes.
Okay, I see him. All right. Is it okay, it looks like Dr. Blacklock works at this address here. Give me one moment, please. At 6560 Fannin Street. Is it the is that right? The Suite 900? The Houston Methodist Department of Neurosurgery.
Yeah, on my phone under his name, I have him at Houston Methodist Hospital, 6565 Fannin Street, Houston, Texas, 77030.
Uh-huh.
And I have his phone number at 713-933-0053. I haven't spoken to him in a while, but I'm sure nothing's changed.
So Houston Methodist Hospital, correct?
Yes.
Okay, give me one moment, please.
Okay.
And that's in, Houston Methodist Hospital. And then the address is 6565. I do see here a 6565 Fannin Street. That's the Scurlock Tower Suite 900, Houston, Texas 77030, correct?
That's still part of Methodist Hospital.
Okay. I'll just put the Methodist Hospital's address that I have here.
Okay. Methodist takes up a lot of buildings over there.
Yeah. And then the phone number that you said you have, will you kindly repeat this, please?
I have 713-903-3053.
I have 713-903-3053. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And for the pharmacy name, is it also in Houston Methodist?
No, I didn't use the pharmacy in Methodist. I used the regular pharmacy. I use one I used to use is
CVS, Walgreens.
No, it was a clinic over there off of, damn, they closed. Let me see if I can get their information for you. It was a small family pharmacist on Scott Street.
And
I don't think they're open anymore, but I can try to get their information for you.
I'll do it right now. Was it, you said it was Scott Street and
Scott or Cullen?
And that's in Houston, Texas. Let me see if I could find it for you. Give me one moment, please. So I have Scott Street and Colin, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, give me one moment. So I do see Scott Street and Colin Pharmacy. Is it the Scott Reed Pharmacy? Or was it called the Pharmacy of Houston, too? Or Mitchell Pharmacy?
No, I think it was the first one. It was a little family-owned one. I used to take my kids there when they were little, so that's why I was going. And then I started going there, and I started going to Walmart because I found out Walmart delivered.
But is it the one that closed?
Yeah.
Okay, give me one moment, please. The Houston Pharmacy, 2, at 5220 Scott Street, Houston, Texas, 77004.
I think that's it. I'd actually have to pull it up and look and check the picture.
Okay, it's a brown building.
Yes, it's a brown building, two-story.
Yes.
Okay.
Would you like me to put this address? Pharmacy
Yes.
of Houston 2, 5220 Scott Street, Houston, Texas, 77004. And there's really no phone number. Give me 1 second.
Who's that?
Would you like me to put, for the phone number, what would you like me to put?
Hold on. Go back to bed. I'll be in there in a moment. I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry. You're okay. No worries. Is it the, yeah, it doesn't say a phone number. I'm not sure what I could.
This is, I don't have it in this phone. I have it in my book at home. I can get it for you, but it's an old number. I don't know if it still exists. Like I said, I started going to Walmart after that because they delivered. It was easier.
Oh,
I can
do you want
it.
Me to put Walmart? I can put
Walmart. I didn't get the medicine from Walmart. I go to Walmart now, but I
oh,
didn't
now
get
for your
medicine.
Medicine. I see what
yeah,
you
want to know where I got this medicine from.
Yeah.
Now.
Here, let me see if I could find the number at the time. Give me one moment.
Lord, I'm getting a headache.
Yeah, we're almost done here.
No, it's not you. Like I say, my memory is okay, but I still have these little foggy versions of it, and it's just it gets to me because I hate not being able to remember things when I need them.
Absolutely.
And
I do. I found a number here. 713-526-5800. It says Pharmacy of Houston 2. Yep, the 5220 Scott Street.
That may be because he ran like two different pharmacies off of there.
Okay. And then as far as your diagnosis for the meningioma, what method was used? CT scan, MRI, or both?
Both.
Both.
Didn't like either one of them.
And then for your diagnosing doctor, was it also Dr. Blacklock?
Yes.
Okay. Give me one moment.
Let me see one doctor for it.
And then the facility name, same, the Houston Methodist Hospital.
It is.
Okay. All right. Then Dr. Blacklock is a neurosurgeon. Give me one moment, please.
At least that's what they told me.
Yeah, that's his title. He's a neurologist. Yes.
I'm sorry, it wasn't a fun experience, so I'll just try to be positive about it. So.
Absolutely. Now, as far as the following question, did you have any prior cancer diagnosis before? No. Okay. And then what type of treatment did you receive for your meningioma? Was it chemotherapy? what radiation? What type did you receive for that?
Radiation. What was it? It was radiation therapy, and it was what he said, proton beam
radiation.
Yeah,
okay.
I used to laugh at it because it sounded like something from a cartoon until he actually gave it to me.
Okay. And then, what's the name of the treating doctor? Was it also Dr. Blacklock?
Yeah, I'm sorry. When I see a doctor, I have to see the same doctor. I do not like seeing other doctors for something like that. If you diagnosed it and you tell me you can fix it, you're going to be the one to treat me.
Absolutely. I totally understand that.
I've had very bad experiences with doctors. So.
And were you hospitalized for the meningioma, yes or no?
Yes, at Methodist.
At Methodist, okay. And then what dates were you hospitalized for the meningioma, as far as what you can remember? So you said you were diagnosed in 2003.
Yeah, I went
November.
In November 2003 because
okay.
I got real bad. So I ended up going there, and that's when they told me. So they started doing the CT scans and doing the MRI.
So to the best of your remembrance, back in 2003, I have November 1st of 2003, for the date that you were hospitalized, how many dates were you in the hospital for that you want me to add? So from November 1st, 2003 until what time? Were there for 2 weeks? Was it 1 week, a month, 2 months?
Yeah, I was there. I'm not good with dates. I tell you what, I can call over there or go down there and get a copy of everything if you need it.
Oh, no, yeah, that's fine. We're going to do that in a little later on. As far as right now, it's just approximate. It's just approximate.
I know the treatment took a little bit over a year, about 13 months.
13 months. So you were there from November 2003 all the way to around November or December of 2004?
Yeah, I started in 2003, and I know I was there for 13 months, and
okay.
Because I missed Christmas that year. I didn't get out to after Christmas.
Okay, I see. Okay, so would you like, probably like the 30th of December 2004?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
That's, yeah, I know it's
okay.
A wide range, but it should cover it.
And it's understandable. It's been a long time ago.
yeah,
so it's, again, yeah. That's why it's, you know, it's just to the best of what you could remember and to the best of your ability. Now, as far as the dates, I have 11-1-2003 all the way to 12-30-2004, correct?
Okay, yeah, that's
okay.
Really good.
I don't have any exact dates,
but that's about approximately right.
Okay, thank you. And then for the medical notes, did you want to add additional medical notes for the attorneys? If not, you can say no.
No, because I don't want to say nothing. I can't justify without the paper in front of me to give you the correct information.
Yeah. And then do you have a copy of the medical records, or are you able to obtain copies from your doctors, from the hospital?
I don't
yes
have
no.
a copy, but I can obtain a copy for you. And I probably should have done that and kept it in my files a long time ago, but I didn't.
That's okay. So are you able to obtain copies of the medical records?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And can you provide these medical records by mail, electronically, or by both? Which one would you like?
I can do both.
Both. Okay. Now for the last part here, we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. These precautions help prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. The emergency contact, do they live with you, or do you not live with them?
He lives with me. It's my husband.
Your husband. Okay, what's the name of the contact?
Sherman, S-H-E-R-M-A-N. Lee, L-E-E.
And the phone number?
732-728-5725. 728-5725.
Okay. 728-5725.
Yeah.
Okay. And this is your spouse, correct?
Yes.
Okay. For the email, did you want me to use the same one?
Don
Dolly.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. He'll have access to all of it.
Okay. And then the address is the same as well. The 5866 Belnice Street, Houston, Texas, 77033.
Yes.
Okay, give me one moment, please. All right. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to send you the paperwork right now. I'm going to walk you through that real quick. Give me 1 second. Before I send this over, I just want to do one last... one moment, please.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Go back.
All right. Okay, so it's going to take, you're okay. This is going to take about a minute or two to complete. I'm going to walk you through that process. Give me one moment, please. And then after that, I'm going to give you further instructions.
Okay. Go ahead.
All right. Now, just to confirm, the following information are correct. Give me one moment, please. All right. The spelling of your first and last name is D-O-N-Z-E-L-L, Dunzel, Lee, L-E-E.
Yes.
And the address is 5866 Belknese Street, Houston, Texas, 77033.
Yes.
The phone number is 832-756-5522.
Yes.
The email address is donzelli@outlook.com. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Is there it's just your first and last name at outlook.com, correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now, in a couple seconds here, you're going to receive a notification through text as well as email. They're going to be the same exact information. Go ahead and click the notification.
Okay. I need to click on both or just one?
Just one of them. Either one. Once you've done that, you'll see a blue link. Go ahead and click that link.
Okay.
Once you click that link, it'll direct you to a DocuSign webpage. You've used DocuSign before, have you?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Go ahead and click continue, and you may have to check. Okay.
I didn't get anything by text.
Not yet. Okay. Give it a second here. It's 832-756-5522, correct?
Correct.
Yes. So you should be getting a text in a little bit here. Give it just a couple of seconds. Maybe it's just, are you on your on the Wi-Fi or something?
No, I'm on my phone.
Okay. Yeah, it's probably just taking a minute here. Let me know if you still haven't received one. I'm going to resend you another one.
Okay. Oh, hold on. I found some. Two texts came in at one time.
Yes, the most recent one.
This is...
It's Al.
Okay, Alan, Raimundo. Mm-hmm. Okay,
yes.
Got this in an envelope.
Go ahead and click that link.
Okay.
Look for a blue link and then click that blue link.
Okay.
This will then direct you to a DocuSign webpage. Hit continue. You may also have to click yes or check a box that says I agree to use electronic records.
Yeah.
Then you'll see start.
It says continue. Okay, please review and act on these documents.
Uh-huh, go ahead and click. Is there a button that says start?
No, there's a deal at the bottom that's asking me to agree to electronic.
Oh, yes. Go ahead and check a box.
Okay.
And then continue.
Okay, now I have a document in front of me.
Okay, and then you're going to click start. Once you click start, this will direct you to the signature slot. Go ahead and click on that and draw your signature and hit adopt and sign.
Okay.
Please make sure it's the legal signature.
Move it over. Let me see if I can turn it away. It's not giving me the whole book.
Once you complete that step, you'll see a adopt and sign button. Click that. And then you're just going to tap on the fields that are required and then hit finish.
Okay, this is not my best handwriting.
That's okay. Just to the best to the best of what you can do.
Okay, so I signed the first one. We went to the next page.
Yep, and then continue. You're going to tap on that little field.
And then it just says finish at the bottom.
Yes, go ahead and click finish.
So it's just two places.
And then once you hit finish, I'm going to check on my end to make sure it's all correct.
I did. I finished.
Okay. All right. Now, Donzel, I'm going to go ahead and send you a text message here. You already have my my phone number, my direct line.
Okay.
But I just want to say thank you so much for your time again. I just sent you a text message. Please listen carefully. It's also in the text message I just sent you. But within the next 24 to 48 business hours, please be on the lookout for a call or text from the attorneys representing you. This will be coming from a, give me one moment. Just need to get the phone number real quick. This will be coming from a 214 number. If you have any questions or concerns, feel free to call me or text me from this number. And I'm available Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific time. Now, if the attorneys don't get a hold of you or can't get a hold of you or you missed their call, please expect a call from me from this number, and I'll transfer you over to the attorney's office so that they can begin your case. Now again, please, in the next 24 to 48 hours, is critical for you to be on the lookout for that number. I do apologize. Let me fix the number. It's going to be a 241 number, okay?
It's not 214, it's 241?
Yes, I believe we just do it. 214, I apologize. 214. There we go. I sent you a text message again. And if there's anything else that we would need, I'll give you a call back from this number as well, okay?
Okay.
And for any questions about your case further, you can ask these to the attorneys once you get in touch with them as they verify that you're the person that filed the claim, okay?
Okay, so the 214 number are the attorneys.
Yes. All right.
And the 941 number is you.
Yes.
And can you give me your name one more time? So
yes, it's A-L-L-A-N. It's also on the text message.
Oh, okay.
Yes. All right.
Oh, there you go. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Do not be. You're okay. That's all right. Well, thank you so much for your time, Donzel, and it's been a great pleasure to speak with you. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your evening.
Well, thank you very much, and thank you for being patient with me. I do my best.
Absolutely.
Okay. You have a wonderful day, and I hope you had a happy holiday.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.